And we got another Dave, Victor Echo 7, Hotel Delta, Quebec.
I guess I got to break the silence, eh? Anyway, everybody have a good day, and yeah, a few more days to go before the new year, but we'll enjoy it while we can. Not so for that, so carry on, sir.
Okay, Dave, well, thank you for breaking the silence. It's, at least I know my radio is still transmitting. Have a great day out, Maple Ridge. Look forward to hearing from you again tomorrow, 7-3. Next up, we have Stan, Victor Echo 7, India Echo Foxtrot. Victor Echo 7, India Zulu Bravo Party.
Victor Echo 7, Lima Romeo.
Okay, Rob, let me put a flag there. And Lima Romeo. Go ahead, Rob.
Yeah, good morning to Paul and everyone else that may be there. I see not many people are answering you. From a cold Richmond, where my weather station says it's -1. So, yeah, hope everyone keeps warm today. Thanks for taking my check-in, 7-3.
That sounds good, Rob. Yeah, I just, my phone just jumped up to -1. It's been sitting, it was -3 when I first sat down. It's gone up -2, now -1. So things are warming up, and yeah, I took my weather station down in the summertime, and I haven't put it back up yet, so I got to put it back up so I can know what the temperature is at the QTH. Okay, Rob, I've got you checked in. You have a great day, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow. 7-3. Okay, down to my flag. I believe we're at Pardeep. Yep, let's give him another call. Victor Echo 7, India Zulu Bravo. Hey, let's see if my neighbor is around. Victor Alpha 7, Juliet Bravo, Jazz Pal. Victor Echo 7, Juliet Zulu, Jim.
Victor Echo 7, Juliet Zulu. Good morning, Paul. Thanks for taking my check-in. I hope you had a great Christmas. I actually got the four-color, I don't know what you call them, the CFS unit for my Creality K1 for Christmas. So I'm printing up a bunch of adapters and stuff now. So next month I can install it with the whole upgrade kit and everything, and it's probably going to be a month of troubleshooting everything to get the thing working right, but I'm pretty excited. I'll be able to do finally multicolor.
Oh, that's great, Jim. Yeah, multicolor is it's definitely a game changer, that's for sure. I've got the AMS. It's called AMS for the Bamboo Labs for my printer, and I love it. The only problem is I saw a real cool print the other day. It was a Christmas vacation one with the RV and old Cousin Eddie out there with the crapper is full. But it was a 12-color print, so I need to get two more AMSs in order to do that print, which isn't going to be happening anytime soon. But, yeah, would love to get a couple more so I could do multi-color prints. Anyways, Jim, enjoy the AMS. It is a, like I said, it's a game changer.
Yeah, I definitely will. It's supposedly you can hook up to 4 of those units, I guess, for up to a 16 combination some or other. But then out here especially, you worry about keeping all your filament dry. So I guess as soon as I get one working properly, then the other 3 won't be such a big deal except for buying them. Anyway, there's more radio stuff to get to, I suppose. So, 73, and talk to you tomorrow.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Yeah, we can hook up the four of them as well for 16 colors, so that is, that's pretty impressive. That would be nice to have. And I know for the Bamboo Labs ones, you can print, desiccant holders that go in between the rolls and stuff to keep the humidity down inside the AMS, which is what I've done, and that helps keep everything dry. And if you look at my live feed, you'll see I've got four big totes full of full of filament here, and that's all got desiccant in it as well to try and keep the humidity down so I don't have to use my filament dryer. But, yeah, lots of fun 3D printing for sure.
Yeah, I use an old Cabela's dehydrator to really dry out the filament, but I've only been doing a couple rolls at a time. I do have a dual filament dryer. I guess it was a Sunlu or something like that, which I have TPU in. So I have to also, I guess, print out a Y adapter so I can feed the TPU in separate of the color mixer. I'm assuming that's the same as the Bamboo Lab.
Yep, exactly. I've got a Sunlu. It's only a single dryer, but I've got the really soft TPU in there, and yeah, I printed out a Y adapter so I could feed it in through that, and because that soft stuff does not work with the AMS, it just all squishes up in there. Sounds good. Looking forward to hearing how things are going, setting up the new four color system there. That'll be a lot of fun for sure.
Yeah, and I'll put fun in quotes. It's 73.
Yeah, exactly. That could be frustrating. Okay, Jim, have a great day. We will talk to you tomorrow, 7-3. Next up, we have Josie, Victor Alpha 7, Juliet Oscar Papa. Victor Alpha 7, Juliet Uniform Charlie, June.
Yeah, Paul, I'm here listening. Good morning, and thank you for coming back and running the net today and hopefully tomorrow. And have a great day, everyone. And this is Victor Alpha 7, Juliet Uniform Charlie, 7-3.
Okay, June, yeah, you're unfortunately, you're stuck with me all week, so we'll be here till Saturday. You have a great day. We've got you checked in. Look forward to hearing from you again tomorrow, 7-3 June. Next up, we have Victor Alpha 7, Juliet Whiskey Delta. Dave.
Hello, hello, hello. I guess my nose was deceiving me yesterday because I could have sworn I smelled snow in the air. But, oh, such luck. I guess I don't get to fire up the snowblower. Have yourself a great day, 7-3.
Yeah, that's the problem with the snowblower. We've thought quite a bit about getting a snowblower, but the amount of snow we get, is it worth it? But once you get that nice, not nice, but that heavy wet snow, I think that'll pay for itself in one shot with the snowblower.
Yeah, I gave my electric one to my son, and getting older, so I figured I'd get a gas one that I don't have to push. So it was cheap at Home Depot, so I figured, what the heck, only live once.
Exactly. Yeah, that's on my list of purchases one of these years when we get a few extra bucks, but we'll see how that goes. Okay, Dave, have a great day, and look forward to hearing from you again tomorrow, 7-3. Next up, we have Jeremiah, Victor Alpha 7, Kilo Romeo Yankee. Victor Echo 7, Kilo Victor Oscar, Kevin. Victor Alpha 7, Lima Alpha Sierra, Lloyd.
Hello.
Oh, I doubled with someone. That station, want to go ahead again?
Victor Echo 7, Papa, November Papa, in out.
Okay, just a sec, Richard. Put a flag there. Papa, November Papa. Yes, it is Richard. Okay, good. I got your name right. Okay, we've got you checked in.
Thanks, Paul. Yeah, we'll talk again tomorrow. V7PNP.
Sounds good, Richard. We will. We've got you checked in, and we'll look forward to hearing from you again tomorrow. 7-3. Okay, let's try Kevin again. Victor Echo 7, Kilo Victor Oscar. Victor Alpha 7, Lima Alpha Sierra, Lloyd.
That was me, Paul. It's Victor Alpha 7, Lima Alpha Sierra here. Yeah, thanks for running the net. You're doing good. Today is a big day for me. I'm getting my FT891, supposedly, and so I get to hook it up and see if I can scare some people with my bad CW or single sideband, stuff like that. Anyway, it's going to be a fun day today, so 7-3.
Oh, that's great, Lloyd. I bet you can't wait. Yeah, you'll definitely have to let us know how it goes tomorrow, that's for sure. Nice radio, 891. The only thing I don't like about the 891 is they didn't include VHF and UHF like the previous model.
Well, it's eventually going to go to my boat, and I already have two VHF radios on the boat, so I don't really need the VHF capability. So that's true. I find it very similar to my 818, I think it is, that I have in the car, and it's a great little radio. It's a DC delight, but it's only 5 watts. So I'm going to go to something that's a little bit stronger in the HF category.
Oh, that's good stuff. Yeah, I want to get 891 for my truck. I want to have HF in the truck, and that's the radio I'm looking at. Maybe one of these years I'll get it. Hi. Okay, Lloyd, definitely let us know how that goes tomorrow. Looking forward to hearing from you about that. You have a great day, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow. 7-3.
7-3.
Okay, we're at the halfway point, but let's give Ted a call, see if he's around. Victor Echo 7, Lima Echo Echo.
Yes, I am around. How are we food leave before you ask for any later in this check-in? Sometimes that could take another 20 minutes. So, Paul, I saw you this morning on YouTube. And so, that's how I knew you were going to be on. And then, for those interested, that's why I bought the FT-991A, the includes UHF and VHF on there, plus aircraft band, if I want to listen to the airplane on my UHF radio. Then this morning, for the first time ever, I guess it has to do with the time of year, and being so dark outside, I went out yesterday for lunch outside, but my solar panel watch stopped working. I have to go and put it under the light to charge it up for the first time in about 15 or 20 years. So my solar power watch, first time ever, went dead on. So that's what's happening over here. 73 to everybody, 7 out.
Sounds good, Ted. Yeah, I'm talking to you now on my FT991A. That's the radio I use for the net. Absolutely love it. Your audio is extremely low this morning. I had to crank the volume up to hear you, and it was still very, very, very low.
Yes, this is the new microphone that someone fixed for me, and I'm talking directly into it very loud, so